Friday, y'all. We made it to Friday. Thank you, Lord Jesus above, that we made it through another work week. The rest of the day isn't done yet, but just like God himself was with us Monday through Thursday, he's going to help us see the rest of this day through. Yes, he is. Well, Keisha, how do you know? Because we believe by faith that God said that he would never leave us nor forsake us. And guess what else? He's a very present help in a time of trouble. So whatever you find yourself in this morning, know that God is right there. Why? Because his word does not lie. Because his word is who he is, and he is his word. And that his word says that he's a very present help in a time of trouble. We can rest assured that those words are true. So today, as you complete your work week, for the most of us, today is the last day of our work week. We are going to find ourselves thanking God when we get in those situations, those tough situations where we don't have an opportunity. We're in a public place. We're at our jobs and the enemy comes in like a flood. And we know that this is something that he has already plotted, planned, schemed, and laid traps in store for us. But today we're going to say, you know what? The word says that God is a very present help in a time of trouble. I don't need to distress. I don't need to worry. I don't need to get all bent out of shape. I don't need to get taken aback because it's only for a moment. This too shall pass. Whatever we're going to go through today, don't you know that God already has made a way of escape? He's already given us an opportunity. He's already laid out the plan so that we can say, you know what? I see this is what the enemy is bringing, but God said that here's my way of escape. If it's a phone call, if it's an email, if it's a knock at your door, if it's a letter in the mail, whatever it is, just know that God has already planned our way of escape. You know what that means? That means that we don't have to fall prey to what the enemy brings to us. We don't have to clap back. Is it in us to clap back? Yes, it is. I come from a long line of clap backers. Both females and males clap back. And it is not anything rehearsed. It's natural off the cuff. But let me tell you this, that it is more valuable to walk in the ways and attributes of God than it is to walk in whatever bloodline we come from. Because in those bloodlines, guess what's there? Generational curses. So today we're going to choose a more excellent way, which are the ways of God. We're going to choose today that we are going to be successful in Christ. What does that mean, Keisha? Let me tell you, it's not anything you got to go run and get a pen and a piece of paper and write it down. Being successful in God means that we are going to walk in the fruit of the Spirit. We're going to be kind. We're going to be humble. We're going to be forgiving. We're going to be long-suffering. We're going to be peaceable. We are going to walk in self-control. Look up the fruit of the Spirit. Research it today. That's what you do today. Just Google search the fruit of the Spirit. And you read all of them. And pick two that you can choose to walk in today. Whichever two that you know that you can do a little bit better in, pick those two. I'm going to do it too. I'm going to do it. We're going to pick two, whether it's self-control and kindness, whether it's long-suffering and love, we are going to choose two. And we're going to practice today to just kind of nurture whichever two that we pick. And we are going to purposely today tell God, God, these are the two fruit of the spirits that I am going to purpose myself today to do be a little bit better in. Because don't you know that we never stop growing in God? We never stop excelling in the things of God, in the knowledge of God. My good friend Yolanda sent me a word of encouragement today, and it talked about growing in God. It talked about being educated basically in the things of God, and that we never graduate. We never fully graduate to the point in God where we're done learning. We're done becoming mature in the things of God. Every day is a learning phase. Every day we can grow and excel in the things of God. So today, on this Friday, we are going to just go in and Google search, and we're going to say, I say Google search for those who, if you're like me, you're always busy doing something. And so the quickest thing to do is just kind of go to Google, and it'll give you an answer for stuff. Is it to overtake the Bible and what the Word of God says? No, it's not. You ought to always read the Word of God straight, pure, raw, and uncut. Yes. But God puts different things in our lives that help us to learn on a greater level. For those of us who are not, we don't like a lot of reading and different books and stuff like that. Now, I do read. I have started to read. I've read 2 books already this year. But to say that I'm a person that likes to go get a bunch of books and let me go over here and look and see, no, I'm not. So I Google search a lot of stuff just in the meantime. So we're going to Google search the fruit of the Spirit. We're going to pick 2. We're going to work on the 2 that you know what you need to grow in your life. I know what I need to grow in my life. And this is a good thing, because if you get to the point to where you think I know everything, God may be just getting ready to call you on away from here. So just always know every day I can grow in something of God, whatever it is. We are going to be successful in God. And when we are successful in God, everything else will fall into place. Because when we're unsuccessful in the things of God, everything else doesn't matter. And guess what? It doesn't really matter to God, because He wants us to advance in the things of Him first. First. Let me ask you a question. Well, Keisha, why do you say that? Well, this is my belief. Do I think God is more concerned with me growing in Him, nurturing my relationship with Him? Do I think He's more concerned with that? Or me out there on the grind? Me out there working 2 or 3 jobs? Me out there networking and making friends and getting phone numbers and seeing what is the next car that I can drive off the lot? Going to see which gated community I can live in? Which 2? I pick A. And let me back it up with the Word. The Word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek the kingdom of God first. Seek the kingdom of God first. Seek the kingdom of God first and all of His righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. So that is my personal belief. I hope that I have encouraged you this morning to grow in the things of God. He loves you. God's not asking for perfection. He's asking for progress. He's not asking us to get ourselves together and then come to Him. He's asking us to come to Him just as we are, in our messed up emotions and our messed up mental capacity. Wherever we're messed up at, wherever we're straddled the fence, God wants us to come to Him just like that, so that He can love on us first and let us know that He forgives us. And then let God begin to just clean you up little by little, little by little. I heard my pastor's wife say that we think we got to get cleaned up first and come to God. But what we do is we come to God just like we are, all messed up, flawed. And I'm a paraphrase. And she said, the more we read the Word of God, the more we study the Word of God, the more we continue to be around other like-minded believers, and we do it, and I'm saying this, and we do it from a true and a sincere place, God will begin to whisper in our ear and say, you know what? I don't think you should wear that. That's kind of inappropriate. Where you used to wear that last year and wouldn't even think about it twice. Well, now you've been in the Word of God. You've been around other like-minded believers. You've established a better prayer life with God. You know how to get into his presence. And now you've opened up yourself so that God can speak to you. And now you can hear his voice a little bit. Now, when you used to let people push your button to get you upset and where you cuss them out and y'all end up having an argument for 30 or 45 minutes, now it goes over your head. Now you can just walk away. Why? Because you've opened up yourself to God. And now he can come in and speak to you. Because you chose to build a relationship with God. And God was all for it. He was there for it. So this is all good news. And again, I am just little bitty me. I'm nobody compared to God. None of us are anything compared to God. We ought to be ashamed of ourselves to even try to compare ourselves to God. And I feel so sorry for the ones who think that they're perfect and think that they don't make mistakes. I really feel sorry for you. You're going to get yourself embarrassed. You're going to be walking away with your head dipped in shame, because none of us will ever reach perfection where we don't need God. So again, I hope I've said something that has blessed you, encouraged you, reminded you. Be kind to somebody today just because. Know that better, greater. It is sooner, not later. Stop casting your pearls among swine. You know what that means? Stop giving a man of God, Ronaldo Bercher. He simply reminded me when I asked him, I said, what does that mean to you? He said, to me, it means just stop giving what's holy to the dogs. Stop giving what's holy to the pigs and letting them trample all over it. Whatever God has given you, whether it's money, you have money where you can help people. You may have 3 or 4 cars where you're able to lend out a car. Whatever it is, maybe you have a gift to counsel, whatever it is. Don't you know that sometimes God will tell you don't do that? He'll tell you don't answer the phone, because some people want to just drain you and suck the life out of you. So I had to put that in there. Stop giving what God has given to you to people who don't care, who are only there to take from you. They never pour back into you. And God will show you if their spirit is right or not. So anyway, be kind to somebody today just because. And then know that better, greater. It is sooner, not later. If you have backslidden, come on back over to the Lord's side in humility. Don't come back over with your chest all puffed out talking about, well, God, then, you know, everybody make mistakes. Well, you know, give me my front seat. Come back humble and let God build you back up and put you back in your proper place. Okay? This is all good news. I love you all. And until next time, I love you. Bye-bye.